4C89.5's Do One Thing. I'm Amanda Jacobs. And the one thing I did was be a designated driver for when my friends have had too much to drink. I've just been educated on all the possible consequences of drunk driving. I have Leah here with me today to tell us about the consequences of drunk driving.
It's the penalties in the state of Washington are really high. First of all, you'll be arrested and your car will be impounded, right? And it'll take a lot of money in attorney's fees to get that off of your record. So you don't want to go there. And I mean, that's just the hassle, the time, and the expense. That doesn't even talk about what it could do to you. You could have a traumatic brain injury. You could kill someone or be killed. So that's something that would have life-changing long-term consequences.
From this, I learned that it's always a better idea to find a sober friend and ask for a ride home. I know now that not only will my parents be infuriated with my decisions, but there is a huge fine that no one wants to deal with. There are also increased enforcements to stop teens from driving while under the influence. You learn a new thing every day, right? Stay tuned next time. I'll be talking about raising awareness in order to lower the amount of drunk drivers. For C89.5, I'm Amanda Jacobs.